Shakia Crawford of Bartlesville did something special on Mother's Day. She went to Walmart and held up a sign that said, "Pray for the mothers with angel babies." Shakia, what can you tell me about that sign? Why make it?
Well, I suffered a miscarriage whenever I was 15. So ever since then, Mother's Day has always been something that was really hard for me. And I remember on Mother's Day, I just felt so alone. And I know that there's other mothers out there who feel the same way. And I just wanted to do something to show them that, you know, you're not alone and that Mother's Day belongs to you too.
Now, how long do you plan on going around Bartlesville to show this sign to mothers who have lost someone?
I was just doing it on Mother's Day.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. But why do you think it's important to let people know that they're not alone?
I just really don't want anyone to feel the way that I felt. You know, whenever people don't know about it or you don't get recognized about it, like, people need to know that you're still a mother and that you're important too and that you matter. And I also wanted to do it for people who haven't had experienced it, but they know somebody who has, just to remind them, like, hey, you know, let that person know that you're thinking about them. Let them know that you care about them.
Now, where did you get this idea? Did you see it somewhere, or did you kind of just come up with it on your own?
No, I just came up with it in my head. I was just thinking all day, like, you know, like, what can I do? Like, I just wanted to do something to make some kind of difference, and it just kind of popped into my head, well, what about a sign? Because, you know, that's something that everyone can see. Mm-hmm. And I even made these little cards, and I posted it on Facebook letting people know, like, I have all these handwritten cards if you want to come by and get one. But we only gave away 3, but that's all right.
Well, hey, more than one card makes a big difference and can go a long way. What did the cards say? Do you have one on hand?
I can read some of them to you. They all say different things. They have little stars on the front of them that say Happy Mother's Day. And this one says, "For the mothers with a child in your heart rather than in your hands, we see you, we honor you, and this day belongs to you too." And then this next one says, "Mother's Day is a day of appreciation and respect. I can think of no mother who deserves it more than one who had to give a child back."
And remind me again, what does your banner say that you held?
It says, "Pray for the mothers with angel babies."
For those who might not know, Shakia, what does angel babies mean?
You know, miscarriage, stillbirth, even just a mother who lost a son or daughter. You know, just anyone who holds their child in their heart rather than, like the card says.
You were saying that you were 15 when you had your own miscarriage. How long has it been since then for you?
Almost 3 years. I'm 17 now.
What do you think you've learned in the last 3 years from this experience?
I learned that life is a lot shorter than you think it is, because I spent the majority of my time during pregnancy worrying about things. You know, I was just thinking, I'm so young, how am I going to tell my parents? What are people going to think of me at school? And I spent all that time worrying when I should have been, you know, appreciating the baby while it was here. And it just made me, you know, that's one of my biggest regrets, is that I didn't appreciate it enough. I didn't enjoy it enough. And so I just learned to hold on to the people that you have in your life while they're here and appreciate them while they're here, because when they're gone, you don't have that chance.
And for those who may not know you, what would you like to tell people about you? What do you do? Where do you work? Where did you go to school?
I work at Tallgrass Estates. And that was another thing that was kind of hard for me on Mother's Day is, you know, all the residents, they were telling me, you know, oh, you know, you're not a mother yet, but someday. And it's just, I don't know how to tell people, you know, about my story. So that's one reason I was really thankful for this opportunity, because I have a lot of friends even that don't know about what happened to me, because it's just so hard for me to talk about. Right. And so I'm really thankful to have this opportunity to be able to tell my story.
What else would you like people to know about your story?
I'd like people to know that it really does help to talk about it. I know that for me, I know for other people, it's really hard. It's really, you know, heartbreaking, because it just brings you back to all those emotions. You feel like you're in that moment again. But, you know, people, you know, they help you. It lets you know that people are there for you. And talking about it and getting it out, it really does help.
Do you plan on doing this effort every year now on Mother's Day?
I do, yeah. This was the first thing that I've ever done on Mother's Day, but it really helped me a lot. And so I'd really like to continue doing it next year and the years following.
And kind of my final question for you, your parents obviously support you. How does that support feel?
It's been really, really good. It's really helped me a lot, and I feel like it's brought me and my parents closer together as well.
Thank you, Shakia. That was a community connection here on K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3.